This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Nearly a quarter of a million newly naturalized American citizens or immigrants may lose their health insurance coverage under the federal reform law at the end of this month. The government is trying to verify people's identities and immigration status. Today, as in today, is the deadline to submit paperwork. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY, Dan Gorenstein reports.
There are only so many ways immigrants can reach out, says a frustrated Jenny Rucheski.
People have mailed in their documents by certified mail, who have also tried to upload their documents online.
Rucheski, who works with the National Immigration Law Center, says people are hustling to confirm eligibility. Despite that, immigrants and naturalized citizens keep getting termination notices. Rucheski says this is an old story for the Obama administration.
It's just been part of the whole array of technical problems that healthcare.gov has faced.
Sonia Schwartz with the Georgetown Health Policy Institute also faults a lack of thorough planning. Why, wonder Schwartz, were most notices in English?
Should have been a higher priority to think about how to communicate to all the different people in America, not just in English.
Apart from interrupting people's health coverage, Schwartz says basic problems like this have a chilling effect on the millions who remain uninsured. The federal government says it's whittled down the immigration cases by nearly 75%. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.